For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis-Stump. Columbia may soon produce a retail survey that would compare how the city shapes up to other college towns. Columbia City Manager Mike Mathis recently met with Regional Economic Development Incorporated to discuss a survey of local businesses, which would assess any gaps in the retail economy of the city. REDI spokesperson Mike Brooks says the retail competition outside of Columbia is one of the reasons the city may conduct the survey.
People travel elsewhere to purchase their goods or services. You know, we certainly understand that online retail is a competitor to sales tax revenue, but so is St. Louis and Kansas City and elsewhere.
Brooks says the city hopes to increase sales tax revenue from local businesses. A new community farmers market is opening in Moberly. The Moberly Depot Park Market will open on May 1st and will operate from 3:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays. The market will be located downtown in the Old Wabash Station. Market co-manager Kim Ridgway says that along with providing healthy food options, the market will also be helpful to downtown businesses.
We'll definitely benefit the small businesses that are downtown and bring traffic to the downtown. And since some of the businesses have moved out of the downtown area, they are very excited about that.
Ridgway says Thursdays were chosen to avoid possible scheduling conflicts with other markets around the area. Currently, 50 vendors have shown interest. Ridgway says she expects to see around 22 in attendance on opening day. Missouri lawmakers are debating an expansion of a college scholarship for top students that is designed to keep more of them in the state after graduation. A proposal under consideration would add a forgivable loan component to the Bright Flight program. Each year a student works in Missouri after school would count toward 1 year of loan forgiveness. Leaving before the loan is repaid would require repaying the loan with interest. Money for the new program was included in the House budget plan, but the Senate Appropriations Committee is scheduled this week to consider whether the funding should remain. Lawmakers have until May 9th to pass all budget bills. Legislation to enact the loan program was passed by the House and debated in the Senate last week. This week is the third annual Sustainability Week at the University of Missouri. Those in charge of the week say many events are scheduled to help educate and raise awareness about current sustainability and issues. Hunter Meritz is this year's co-coordinator and says the committee plans to focus on natural gas and oil drilling.
This week attempts to aim most of its focus on our main event, which is a screening and expert panel discussion of a new film from HBO by Josh Fox called Gasland Part 2. Now that details the problems, issues, economic incentives towards hydraulic fracturing, which is natural gas and oil drilling technique that is controversial and an issue towards water quality.
The week kicked off this morning with a sustainability rally at the MU Student Center. Other events throughout this week include environmental speed dating, MU Green Campus Tour, and an electronic waste drive. A Republican state senator wants to know the opinion of Missouri's top law enforcement official on legislation that seeks to nullify some federal gun laws. Senator Will Krause of Lee's Summit sent a letter to Attorney General Chris Coster's office today asking him to weigh in on the bill's constitutionality. The measure would declare null and void past, present, and future laws deemed to be infringements on gun rights. A spokesperson for Coster confirmed that the office received the request but didn't comment further. The Democratic Attorney General raised concerns about a similar bill last year that he said would have hurt cooperation among law enforcement agencies. Both the House and Senate have passed the separate versions of the measure this year. Coster voted in favor of the Senate bill. The old Missouri State Penitentiary site in Jefferson City is back open for tours. KBIA's A.J. Feather reports.
The old Missouri State Penitentiary opened up for its first set of tours since the facility was closed last September. Environmental tests had shown unacceptable levels of mold inside the buildings on the site. The state of Missouri and the city of Jefferson reached an agreement to return the buildings to an acceptable state for tours late last year. The first tour Monday had 25 people and was a modified history tour of buildings deemed safe to enter. Catherine Reed, a spokesperson for the Jefferson City Convention and Visitors Bureau, says they are happy to have the buildings available, even if it's not for full tours.
These people are coming in from all over, and when they're here, you know, they're buying gas here, they're shopping at our retailers, they're eating in our restaurants, they're staying in our hotels.
Full tour offerings are set to begin July 1st of this year. AJ Feather, KBIA News.
A popular clothing item will have a special meaning on the University of Missouri campus later this week. Denim Day is meant to raise awareness against sexual violence by having participants wear denim. Missouri Students Association President Mason Chera says people should come out and support the cause.
I think it's important at Mizzou because of the increased conversation of sexual assault and safety that the campus is currently having. So with that increased conversation, with the increased awareness of it, I think we need to have events such as these to really promote those awareness and to educate the student body as a whole.
MU has been in the news recently in regards to sexual assault scandals. 2 weeks ago, an independent report said the university failed to follow parts of the federal law that governs sexual assault reporting when handling the case of former swimmer Sashi Manyukori's suicide. For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis-Stump.